altar and hear from God and bring the word that the church needs to hear. Tonight we're getting ready to bring our executive secretary treasurer to this pulpit, a man that has caught the vision from the very beginning of the Apostolic Faith Fellowship and has bought in and has committed his life, committed his ministry, has wanted to be a part of what God has called us to do. Amen. There are those that have walked the path and decided that it's just too hard to love people. It's just too hard to try to put somebody broken back together. It's just too hard to try to encourage somebody to come up a little higher. It's just too hard to be somebody's friend that don't have no friend. But I want you to know tonight, we're bringing a minister to this pulpit that loves people, that has preached the word, and is going to help you, encourage you, and bring to you a message that will bless your soul tonight. Can we stand all over this house and begin to reach out to God and ask God to reach down and touch with the blessings tonight with a mighty anointing?
Praise God. Amen. Let's give a hand clap to the Lord tonight. Praise God. How many come to love Him tonight? Isn't He worthy of our praise? Amen. I love Him tonight. I want to give my honor and respect to the executive board, district elders, general board. Amen. In this congregation tonight, I am the least among us all tonight. These guys shoot big cannons, and I'm here with a water pistol tonight trying to keep up. But I believe I have a word from the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Brother, you understand what I'm going to try to convey tonight. Title my text tonight, Are We Oneness? I'm not going to preach on monotheism, tritheism, and polytheism. I'm not going to preach on Colossians 2, 9, Isaiah 43, 10 and 11, Isaiah 44, 24, Isaiah 9, 6. I ain't going to preach on none of that tonight. But I want to preach, are we oneness tonight? How many one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, born again in this power of Jesus Christ do we have in this house tonight? How many love Him more than they love anything in this world tonight? How many love Him tonight? How many love Him tonight? Now look at the one next to you. Can you love that one just as much? Because if you can't love that one next to you, you sure don't love that one that you're saying you do tonight. Unity is a word that I'm going to preach on tonight. Unity, well, the definition means oneness. I'm going to really see if you're oneness tonight. So oneness that if a harlot was in the middle of the street, you could be like our master with adultery smell all over her. You can crawl down and say, get up. Jesus loves you. Do we love everybody tonight? I want to be so oneness tonight. There's not no one that I can't help. Praise God. Can I preach tonight? Psalms 133, verse 3. I really, really enjoy the AFF. I've loved the journey. And I know there's a vision. And I know God has got something. I want to give respect to my bishop tonight, Bishop Stutzman. Respect to Sister Stutzman. Thank you for the basket. Amen. Such a lovely people. Amen. Psalms 133. Amen. Brother Holder, would you read that out loud? Yes, sir. Praise God, you may be seated. Amen. Unity means oneness, perfect harmony, all in one agreement. Ephesians 4 and 3 says, endeavoring to keep the unity, or endeavoring to keep the oneness. Hallelujah. Of the Spirit. I'm going to show you something tonight. I hope. Amen. By the grace of God. Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come together in the oneness. I feel the Holy Ghost now. My helps are coming. Once we get into the oneness of that faith, signs and wonders are going to happen. Miracles are going to happen. Cancers are going to fall off. But it's going to take the oneness of our fellowship as the AFF to be great. Not that we're great, but that God will be great through us, through our unity together. For we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, amen, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. How many knows when we have the oneness, we are complete in Him who is the head of all principalities. 1 Corinthians 1:10. I hope you're patient tonight while I lay a foundation. Till we all come together in the oneness. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody know Him tonight? That we speak the same thing. And that there be no division among you. But ye be perfectly joined together. Oneness. Oneness. In the same mind. And in the same judgment. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. How many got peace tonight? Of God, and the love and the peace shall be with you. 1 Peter 3:8. Finally, be ye all one mind. Finally, be you all oneness. We are more Trinity in our relationship with each other than we are oneness with each other. I want to preach tonight. Somebody got to let me loose. I need my brother and I need my sister and I need the AFF. But I need some unity. I need some oneness. I need to be able to know that, amen, my brother got my back and I got his back. And God's got all of our backs tonight. And no weapon formed shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises, God said, then I will condemn. Amen. But we got to be oneness. Amen. We wore the blue and the gray pants too long. Amen. We've been too faced as a milk cow for too long. It's time to stand and call a spade a spade. And it's time to be what God has called us to be, in one mind and one accord. It's time to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the word of God. Amen. I don't want to fight my brother. I want to work with him. I want to build a kingdom, amen, that hell can't stand. I'm going to preach something tonight that'll make hell mad. Amen. I'm going to preach something tonight that'll make the world mad. Amen. But if we can come together in one faith, if we can come together with one love, if we can get all strife, sedition, and bitterness, and hateful and malice, amen, we put around us and get out of the seat of the scornful. I wonder what God can do in the midst of somebody that has oneness tonight. I know I'm a one God, but am I one with my brother? Am I one in the fellowship? Am I one in the doctrine of God? How many oneness do we have tonight? You may be seated tonight. It seemed that God placed a high value on this thing called oneness. A lot of folk
think they can quote over one God scripture but still don't know Him. They're in love with the work of God, but they never got in love with the God of the work. They think they know Him, but do He know you? I'm talking about getting in the Spirit tonight. Amen. The Bible said, how can two walk together and except they agree? Amen. Brother Hall told me we can be both in the same boat, but if he rows one way and I row the other, we ain't fellowship. We in the ship, but we ain't fellow together tonight. Amen. We have towed and rowed the wrong way. We have fought each other long enough. Amen. We have been jealous too long. Amen. We've stirred our nose up too long. We've been maliced and hateful and spiteful. To get ahead, we think we got to step on somebody. Amen. We don't have to step on anybody in the AFF. We're going to rise together in the name of Jesus. We're going to see devils come out in the name of Jesus. We're going to lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus. We're not going to do it as an individual, but we're going to do it together. We're going to do it with one mind. One mind's going to say, cancer be gone. One mind's going to say, receive the Holy Ghost. One mind is going to build the kingdom of God. Be seated tonight. I promise you I won't be long. But I promise you also I will not be short. There is complete oneness in the Godhead. But we are not complete in the church. Why are we divided? Paul said in 1 Corinthians, is Christ divided? We can't cut Christ up into a pie. Why are we cutting ourselves up? This one got cooties, that one's got cooties, and this one did this, and this one did that. Amen, we belong to the rock chucking committee. Won't you throw those rocks out and find some love? Why don't we come together in one mind and see what God does? If God can put His arm around them, why can't we? If God can pray for them and lift them up and save them and set them free and clothe them and put them in the right mind, if God can write their name in the book of life, if God can breathe into their nostrils the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if God can put him in the fellowship of the Almighty God, who are we tonight? It is time for restoration. It is time for the anointing of God, amen, to come into the midst. You may be seated. I think I lost a few, but we're going to plow anyways. You can buy a bunch of heifers and you can plow a straight row if you get them together. Get them apart, it'll tear you apart. It'll pull a fellowship apart. How many's ready to pull together? If we all pull together, together. Y'all ever hear that song? How many's pulling together? Honey, you can fight at home, but you better not fight in the kingdom of God. You may not like your wife tonight, but you better fall in love with the men of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I want to love the ministry. I want to push the kingdom of God. Amen. But we need to consider the power of just three little engines. Little Thomas saying, I think I can make it. I think I can make it. Anybody think the AFF can make it tonight? Anybody think there's enough oneness amongst us? Amen. Do we have enough unity tonight? Is there enough that has affirmed their self? Is there enough that can stand up like a man? Is there enough that can say, hey, Dad, I'm not believing your report. Amen. My mind is made up. My feet is on the rock. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to conference. Hell's going to do everything that he can stop you. Amen. But I'm telling you, oneness cannot be stopped. It'll climb every high hill. It'll go through the desert. It'll go in the wilderness. It'll go in the dry places. Oneness will go somewhere that nothing else can take you. Can I get somebody tonight to get in one mind and one accord? Somebody need delivered. Somebody need set free. Somebody need the power of God to run up and down the avenues. I don't want to preach yet. Sit down. Praise God. Someone say oneness. Oneness. What can we do with the power of oneness of love? When the trade centers flew in, the world came together. You could feel the love. Matter of fact, they had more love from that than they ever had from a church. How many want people to feel the love of God? It takes the oneness. What am I saying tonight? If we tonight can become so one, we can scare hell half to death. How many wants to feel this house with God? It ain't going to take how many scriptures you can quote, how many degrees you have. It ain't going to take what school you went to. It's going to take every single one of you to get in one mind and one accord. And I believe the Shekinah glory, I believe the glory of God will descend down like he did on Moses. And the oil will run down even to Aaron's beard and go on down into his apron. I'm here to tell you, if we can get in one mind and one accord, you'll see what church is supposed to be. You'll see what a fellowship is supposed to be. You'll see what brotherly love is supposed to be. I'm here to tell you, if somebody can get in one mind and one accord, the Holy Ghost is fixing to roll your socks off. If you can get a man close to God, but you can't do it if you hate your neighbor. You can't do it if you're afraid to take a stand. You can't do it if there's division among you. Amen. The only way you can do it is, God, I'm going to love. I'm going to love like you love. I'm going to share. I'm going to love. I'm going to put my arms around somebody, and if they fall, I shall pick them up, and I'm going to cover a multitude of sin. I don't know why God gave this to me, but we ain't even gotten to meet yet. What can we do with this word called power of oneness? It's not my how many one God scriptures you can quote. One time I could quote 700. Now I can't quote 7. But I'll love my brother. I'll love my brother. Consider these same teams of horses. Amen. They're working together. Preachers have been pulling away from each other. It's because they're trying to build their own kingdom. I'm not called to build the kingdom of R.A.S. Blevins. I'm here to build the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Having a question, how can two walk together except they agree? Brother Stutzman, do I have to agree with everything you believe? Well, how are we going to walk together? Here's the conundrum. It's not that he's going to compromise with me, and I'm going to compromise with him. But if he can agree, and I can agree, who Jesus is. Whether my wife's hair is up on top of her head or hanging down, we can walk together. Somebody ain't hearing me tonight. Hallelujah. We've had so much vomit, amen, put in our oneness movement that we ain't oneness no more. I want to be oneness through and through. Amen. I can walk with him. Amen. Because I have that mind of Christ in me, and he has the mind of Christ in him. And with that mind, we can walk together. Whether he likes purple and I like blue, and he likes red and I like green, we got Jesus on our side. If you got Jesus, you know what, folks, just took their focus off Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you ain't got your mind on the Lord tonight, that's why there's no unity. That's why we can't work. work together. That's why the kingdom can't get built. That's why there's no revival. That's why the same people keep getting baptized and they know the fish by name. Amen. But if we come together, I believe, amen, they can get delivered because we become one voice. We become one song. We become one voice. We become one song. We become one Lord, one faith through our mind and operation. Amen. We're not letting anything in. I believe if we can get oneness, the devil can't find a wiggle room. I believe if we can get so oneness, amen, hell can't have no control. I believe somebody can say, I'm oneness inside and out. Amen. I love my brother. Amen. I'm not walking around my brother because somebody said he had a mistake. I'm going to go over and put my arm around him. Now this is oneness. This is oneness. But this is division. This is division. Now this is oneness. What are you tonight? Are you oneness? Are you oneness? Are you oneness? My God, somebody needs to hear what I'm saying tonight. It's time that we come together with one purpose in our mind, and that is the kingdom of God.
Praise God. How many love the Lord tonight? How many love the Lord? The word together, Hebrew, yada, it means alike, equally. You mean we got to stand together equal? All at once. This is oneness. All together. Someone say together. Together. Amen. If we get oneness in the house, it may sneak into the church. How many love him tonight? Church hell needs to see the oneness of the AFF. Because there's a lot of groups out there that don't have oneness. They know the Godhead, but they don't know how to love. I want to love. This Holy Ghost that I have. What's it make me do? Make me love everybody. Make me love everybody. Do you love everybody tonight? Someone ain't hear me tonight. Say it with me tonight. There's power in oneness. There's power in oneness. Amen. The richest of the strength, amen, is being fertile in oneness. That's what oneness means, fertile. Amen. The Hebrew word is semen, fertile. That's what oneness is. I want to be fertile tonight. And the only way I can do is be one with my brother. Because if I can't be one with my brother, I can't be one with God. Can I preach tonight? I believe God is wanting some tough men to make some tough decisions. Belly up to the podium and show the love of God no matter what somebody else thinks about you. You know where I'm going tonight. Come on, we can do better than the rest of the world. I'm not mirroring myself from the UPC, ALJC, the PFF, whatever. I want to mirror myself from Jesus Christ. I want to be like Him. I want to hear His voice. We're too close to the end of time. Brother Stutzman, I believe the vision for the AFF in the closing of these days, amen, is because too many men have been left behind. They've been laid in the ditches and thrown at stones at and kicked on and, amen, and made fun of and laughed at because of their failures. But would one man of God be a man of God and pick somebody up and tell them Jesus loves them? God has you. He's carved you into the palms of His hand. There's a love that passeth all understanding.
standing for the love of God, would some woman touch another woman and say, I know you made a mistake, but my God loves you and he died for you, and we're going to get through this together. We're going to make it. Is there anybody in the house, amen, that can have the unity of the Spirit of God? Is there anybody here that can say, God, I want to be used, amen, when I get to heaven? It ain't going to be somebody on their district board that lets me go to heaven, amen, but I'm going to stand before the Lord and he's going to say, you touched the untouchable, you got the saved, the unsavable, you loved them when nobody else would love them, when everybody said they had cooties, you put your arm around them and you prayed for them, you restored them back to its original state, you let God use you when nobody else would, you walked in the Spirit when nobody else would, you prayed for them when nobody else would, you reached your hand out when nobody else would. You know what it feels like to be oneness. Sit down. You better be seated, please. God is good. Stay with me tonight. Stay with me tonight. Old preacher said it this way, that if every married couple would strive to please each other more than strive, they'd have a perfect marriage. If a fellowship could put more effort into fellowship, what could we do for the kingdom of God? Well, you don't know what they did, no, but I know what he did. And I know there ain't a righteous one in here tonight. Bible said we've all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Paul said it like this, for such as we were in times past, but now we are washed and now we are cleansed. Paul said, don't forget lest it come upon thee. Amen. I don't want to let it slip tonight. It's not how many, amen, you know tonight, how many quotes that you can do, amen, but it's to become one with your brother. Amen. Brother Stutzman, can I become one with you? Amen. Brother Aiken, can I become one with you? Brother Hall, can I walk with you? Can I be your friend? Can I be your confidant? Amen. Brother Hannaford, can I walk with you? Brother Holder, can I walk? Can I walk? Amen. Can I walk with you in Mississippi? Amen. When everybody else wants to throw in the towel and shut the door in your face, let me open the door to fellowship. Let me open the door to fellowship. Let me let the door open. Amen. We ain't letting sin in. We ain't letting reprobates in. We ain't letting homosexuals in. We ain't letting perversion in. We're letting one God people, amen, that can come together in one mind and one spirit and love somebody, and amen, and worship to God. Don't care who's looking tonight. I want to be able to worship God with my brother. My God's coming back for a church that have made herself ready. God's coming back for somebody that can step out and say, God, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Is there a vessel in this house tonight that God can use to show his love? You may be seated tonight. I don't know what time I started, but I got to get off page two. Oneness is the AFF's goal. We're going to push you. I'm going to tell you, if you want to come to the AFF and you ain't got your mind to go forward, you might want to go join something else. Go on to something else. If you come in here to talk and, amen, trash another preacher, you might as well go somewhere else. I ain't got time for that mess. I need the move of God in my life. I said I need a move of God in my life. Anybody tonight need a move of God? We need a oneness with the AFF. Amen. The way we give, amen, respect one to each other. Amen. Are you ready tonight? Amen. Someone is about to say, are you going bonkers? Man, are you lost? You all think I done lost my. I know what to preach to make you shout. I done been preaching for 37 years. I know how to make them penny loafers run. But I ain't here to make you shout. I'm here to see the AFF go forward in the name of the Lord. I need somebody to work with this man. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. But if you cannot love your brother whom you see, ain't no need lying and saying, give me a license. Go find one in a Cracker Jack box. Because there's more jokes in there than there are in the AFF. Let's become one. When we sing tonight, wouldn't it be nice if everyone can sing together as one voice? That we sung so oneness tonight that hell says, I can't tell which one's singing. Y'all know I'm going somewhere tonight. Praise God. Can we do it tonight? Let our voice become one. Our shout of victory. Hell's going to go crazy because they're trying to figure out who got the victory. Was it Brother Hall? Was it Brother Stussman? Was it Brother Akers? Who got the victory? They're all dancing. They're all shouting. They're all running now. They're all talking in tongues. I hear all, but I hear one voice. I hear unity. There's oneness. There's oneness. Amen. They're shouting in one accord. They're running the house. My God, if someone could hear me tonight, there's victory. Let's let hell see all of it. Is there any victory in the house? Anybody saved tonight? Anybody clothed and in your right mind tonight? Anybody separated from the world? Anybody ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Anybody got a made up mind tonight? Amen. Is there anybody in the house? Amen. That's got joy. Come on, Judah. Lead in some oneness praise. Come on, Judah. I'm going to call you Judah. I'm going to call you Judah. Well, I'm going to call you Judah. Well, I'm going to call you Judah. Hell sees a bunch of Judah. Everybody's leading in praise. Ain't everybody waiting for three verses, two testimonies, and a little bit of preaching? Oh, somebody done made their mind up to get on God tonight. Somebody done said, I'm going to slip out in the aisle. Somebody going to say, I come with a made up mind. I come to worship God. Ain't nothing going right at the house. That's all right. I'm going to worship God. I'm going to lift up the name of the Lord. I'm going to sing a new song. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to let hell know. No, you don't have me. You don't got nothing of mine. I belong to God. Why are we not having great moves of God? Because only two or three's in their mind. Everybody else is out of their mind. Hey, preach it, Brother Rocky. Am I right or am I right? Come on, somebody. But what would happen tonight if we shouted together? But I can't. I'm mad at Sister So-and-so. She got a better dress than I, and she knew, amen, that I needed to be the prize tonight. Hell done got him another vessel to use. But what if we could pull together? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Praise God. Come here. Come. Hold that arm up like that. Don't let it. Come here, Brother Hall. You're strong, man. Try to pull this one down a little bit. stronghold, ain't it? Stronghold. Man, it's hard. Brother Akers, come here. Help him a little bit. Brother Stutzman, come on. Come on. Come on. See, there's some people tonight that have strongholds. They can't pull it down. They need your oneness. They need your help. They need your love. They don't need you to sit in the seat of the scorn. They don't need you to point a finger. They need you to pull it down. They need you to pull the power of hell down. They need you to pull the power of darkness down. They need you to pull that lust that's in their way down. They need victory tonight. You don't need to make fun of them. Help them pull it down. Help them praise God. What if we become oneness tonight? When we came with oneness. No, we come with a oneness doctrine that I love and I will die for. Brother Waldrip, I'll die for this. How many will die for it? Get your big toe hit and you cuss like a sailor. You gonna die for it? What if for a few hours tonight, no jealousy, no strife, no malice? What if our women could worship together? You know where I'm going tonight. In one mind and one accord. I wonder how many people could get healed tonight and sickness would fall off. You don't know how important it is for you to be in one mind. You've got to have that oneness tonight. My God, somebody need to hear me tonight. It's time hell see the AFF. And the real oneness of God. Will the real one God people stand up? Are you really oneness tonight? Are you really oneness tonight? Hell, we're oneness tonight. Demons, we are oneness tonight. Sickness, we are oneness tonight. Weakness, we are oneness tonight. Sin that taketh occasion to the flesh, and when I was weak by the law, slew me. I'm here to serve notice on the law. We are oneness tonight. And what the law could not do, grace and mercy can do. Praise God. Do you love him tonight? Tell the person next to you, you love him. I wonder tonight how many could receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. When oneness of love and praise for the Lamb of God. God wants to make himself known through his oneness of people. AFF, you're almost there. I didn't join this because you were pretty. You had a spirit that wanted to reach somebody. Are we still reaching? Are we still preaching? Are we still teaching? Are we still loving God? Do we love each other? Ten commandments, the first four is your relationship with God. Six of them is with each other. You got to work on each other. You got to love. You may be seated tonight. I'm going to preach tonight. Shoulder to shoulder. Look at someone and say, I need my brother. Paul said, go bring Mark to me, it's needful. Too many Josephs trying it alone to survive. I'm not going to let Joseph stay by himself. I'm not going to let nobody cry by themselves. I'm not going to let somebody walk alone because I'm afraid somebody's going to say something about me, Brother Hall. I ain't going to get cooties. I'm covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. Too many saying, nobody loves me. I made a mistake. Oneness shuts hell's doors. Oneness shuts those lying preachers that run the AFF down. Send them a tape, I don't care. I'm serving the Lord. Now you want me to take you to the next level on oneness? I don't know if you've ever been on this way before or not, but can I really take you to oneness tonight? The greatest oneness of all is when the divine and the flesh became one. Couldn't do it with Adam. But the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. And she was pregnated by what they call the third person. But divine and flesh had to come together. When the hand of Jesus moved, it was the hand of God moving. Because the body found the oneness and became complete. Are you with me tonight? When the mouth and the lips of Jesus was moving, it was the voice of God that created the universe, that hung the stars, that they heard. When he said, "Thy sins be forgiven thee," they wanted to take stones up to kill him because a fleshly lip of Jesus was moving, but the voice of God was coming out. I'm trying to show you something tonight. Now that's oneness. We being many members, that short and ugly and tall, being many members, but one body. Until all we come into the unity of the faith. Until we move as one. We shout as one. We love as one. We reach as one. We speak as one. We see as one. We hear as one. I wonder what hell would do if we really become one tonight. You know, the number one is the most powerful number in the world. Because without number one, you don't have two. You can't have three. You can't have four. You can't have five. One. One plus zero is nothing. You can't get two without one. Church, if we want to see it grow, we got to become one. I know this ain't deep tonight, but I didn't come to take you deep. But until we move as one, shout as one, preach as one, sing as one, love as one, we're not oneness. We might as well put Biblis on the door. Biblicostos. Until we become fitly framed together, we ain't oneness. Are we fitly together? Are we fitting together? Are we fitting together? Until we can suffer together, rejoice together, we ain't oneness. I called you, Brother Akers, and said, "Brother Akers, I hit my toe." And I said the word snot. Will you pray for me? It's oneness. Now, I know some of y'all might say something worse. Until we can labor together, sweat together, pray together, fast together, give birth together, we're not oneness. You're walking, but you're not agreeing. I don't need to step on my brother to be taller. But if you believe that Jesus is something else than what the Bible teaches, you ain't oneness. And you ain't coming together. Because we can do nothing good for the kingdom of God if we are divided. Master, they're saying you Beelzebub. Them priests and scribes are saying you've cast out devil in the name of the devil. Devil's kingdom ain't divided. Man, if we can get oneness as hell's got oneness, man, we could have revival. Hell's in unity tonight. Can we be in unity tonight? Can we be in unity tonight? Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity or oneness. It is like the precious ointment upon the head and ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirts of his garment as the dew of Hermon and the dew that descended upon the mountains. How many is ready for the dew to fall down tonight? Oh, Samuel, I'm ready for that 9 quarts of oil in that horn to begin to trouble over this place tonight. And when it wouldn't pour out on anybody else, hey man, a little green-eyed, red-headed Jew boy with a different mother than the rest of them had, the horn began to tremble because God knew who could love like nobody else. I don't care what you look like tonight. If you can seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will come together. How many want something to happen? Can we worship together? Can we love together? Can we lift up the name of Jesus together? Ah, somebody need to hear me tonight. In the world, they're lifting the devil's name up. In other churches, amen, they're singing about something. But can somebody lift the name of Jesus up tonight? Can I have just a little bit of liberty tonight? Can all the women get over that side and all the men on this side? It ain't that late. Now, you know, I ain't got but 20 more seconds left of this sermon. Oh, look at these brothers. Sisters, that's your sisters. That's your sisters. What you got here is more than what family blood can do. Now I wonder tonight, can all these brothers worship together? Can we lift up the name of Jesus? Our missionary's wife can receive a healing tonight if we can get in one mind and one accord. I wonder tonight, can you women worship God together? I wonder tonight, can you lift up the name of Jesus? Tell him how much you love him. Tell him he's your first and he's your last. He's your everything. Can we lift our voices together in this house? Can we pray for one another in this house? Can we make a joyful noise to God in this house? Hell doesn't like what it hears tonight. Hell doesn't like what it hears tonight. I hear love in this house. I hear brotherly love that's continuing. I hear sisters, all that's loving God, praying for one another. My God, it's time we come together and have revival. It's time we love. It's time we share. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, la, la, la. Utahata la mahaya. Koyaleya la mashanda ya la mahaya. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, fall on us today. Holy Ghost, this first night of conference. Hell says that we were defeated. Hell said we couldn't make it. But we're going to let hell know. I'm going to joy in the God of my salvation. And I'm going to love my sister. I'm going to love my brother. I'm a little hillbilly. My mama was born in lovely Kentucky. My daddy was born in Williamson, West Virginia. Raised up among the Hatfields and McCoys. Divided over a pig. But love brought them back together. Love can bring you together tonight. Let perfect love cast out fear. Let perfect love heal you tonight. Let perfect love give you a sound mind.
Holy Ghost is in the house tonight. Come on, let's reach out. Amen. Get your touch tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your miracle tonight. Get your power tonight. Oh, get your healing tonight. Some of you has got a broken heart that needs to be healed tonight. Some of you is living in fear tonight. Some of you is living in depression tonight. Some of you is living in pain tonight. Oh, come on. Can the church get a hold of God tonight? God told to do a work over here. Can we get a hold of heaven tonight? Come on, find somebody and pray with them tonight. Find somebody and hold them up tonight. They're fighting a battle back home. They got lost loved ones. Amen. They got somebody in the church tonight. Amen. That is on their last leg. Oh, come on. Get a hold of God tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. There's somebody fighting a financial battle tonight. Amen. You didn't know how you're going to make it to General Conference. You just come on faith tonight. Come on. Pray. Pray. God's going to make a way. God's going to bless you. God's going to provide. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody minister. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Come on, there's miracles happening in the house tonight. There's healing happening in the house tonight. There's restoration happening in the house tonight. The devil is a liar. God's going to restore that which the devil has stole from you. Oh, God's going to bless your ministry. God sending revival to your church.
Feed us when we're walking. Hallelujah, God fill him with the Holy Ghost tonight. God fill him with the Holy Ghost tonight.